the most commonly used model in all of statistics is Pearson's correlation. Because much of the time what we're interested in is the relationship between two quantitative variables. Even when we're not specifically doing a Pearson's correlation, almost every statistic can be translated into a Pearson's correlation. And so it's really important to understand this model. What Pearson's correlation asks is whether or not there's a linear relationship, and if there is, how strong is the linear relationship between two variables? A lot of what you're going to see in this slideshow looks like the stuff you've seen in the ANOVA slideshows. Because the big picture that you have to get is how similar the statistics are to each other. How similar the statistical process is. How similar null hypothesis and research hypothesis testing is across these four models. Most of the differences are in computations. You do a couple, you quit. SPSS handles the rest of it. What you have to know is the similarities, because that's what's going to drive what we're going to do. It all starts with a scatter plot. We have two quantitative variables, one represented on the x-axis, one represented on the y-axis. For any given person, we have two data points. Sam is 8 months old and he eats 2 pounds of food every week. Here's Sam. 8 weeks old, eats 2 pounds of food. Everybody has a spot on the scatter plot. When we look at a scatter plot for a set of data, the first thing we want to look at is whether there's no relationship, a linear relationship, or a non-relationship. The purple one, no relationship. It's a circle. Knowing where you are on the x-axis doesn't tell me anything about where you are on the y-axis. Look at the yellow one. This is a linear relationship. Notice how that's basically a straight line. There's definitely a relationship there, because where you are on the x-axis allows me to make a guess where you are on the y-axis. If you're down here, I expect you're going to be over there. If you're here in the middle, I expect you over here in the middle. If you're up high here, I expect you to be over there. The other thing we look for is nonlinear relationships, like the blue one. Has a curve. Pearson's product moment correlation is only about describing, capturing, summarizing linear relationships. If you have a nonlinear relationship, you need to use a different statistical model, which is why it's important to do scatter plots before you do correlations. The least often taken statistical advice in the universe. They've collected a whole bunch of data, usually do it at a good conference, and they'll ask somebody, did you do correlation analyses to analyze your data? Yes. Did you do a scatter plot first? 92% say no. Do you know you should? Yeah, I really should. There's a lot of this in statistics. If it's a linear relationship, if it's basically a straight line relationship, the next question is whether that relationship is positive or negative. Positive means higher scores on one go with higher scores on the other. Negative relationship means higher scores on one go with lower scores on the other. Make sense? Positive and negative relationship. If it is a positive, or if it is a relationship and you've decided that it's linear and you've paid attention to whether it's negative or positive, the next thing you want to think about is if it's strong, narrow. For any given value of x, there's a small range of y. Whether it's sort of moderate. For any given value of x, there's now a wider range of y scores, or if it's weak, barely any prediction here at all. So that's how you go through looking at a scatter plot. You decide if it's linear or not linear. If it's linear, you decide if it's positive or negative, and you go on to decide if it's weak, moderate, or strong. I've said this a couple times, but it's important. Pearson's correlation summarizes the direction and strength of the linear relationship shown in the scatter plot. It's got a range from negative 1 to positive 1. Positive 1 means a perfect relationship. You tell me your x score, I'll tell you your y score. No variability, no tendency, boom, perfect relationship. Guess how often we get that. 0 is no linear relationship at all, that's our null. That's where we start hypothesis testing. And a negative 1 is a perfect negative relationship. R assumes that the relationship is linear. If you have a substantial nonlinear relationship, or almost a complete nonlinear relationship, R is going to screw up. The best thing that can happen is that it will underestimate the strength of the relationship. The worst thing that can happen is it gives you totally meaningless results. For a nonlinear relationship, what the calculation of R literally does is sort of round out that envelope. And so we're going to assess the strength of this linear relationship instead of the strength of this nonlinear relationship. We're going to get an underestimate of the strength of the relationship. Here, there's a substantial relationship between X and Y, but that relationship is all nonlinear. Notice that on average, the right is as high as the left. And so when we draw that overarching envelope, we get no correlation at all. It's correct to look at this and say it has a correlation of zero. It's correct to look at this and say that there's no linear relationship. But it's wrong to look at this and say there's no relationship at all. You got to remember, correlation looks just at the linear relationship. If you want to know about nonlinear relationships, you got to take a second and do the scatter plot. Oops. All right. Simple little game of match the correlation with the envelope. Which of these that I've already shown you is a zero? The round one. Very good. Now, point three. We've got a couple here that are positive, and we've got a point three and a point 0.85. The farther the number is from zero, the stronger the relationship. So which one of these is the point three? Yeah, middle left. Negative 0.4. Negative means it's going to be left-leaning instead of right-leaning. We've got a couple that are left-leaning. We have the one at the top and one at the bottom. One of these is a negative 0.4. The other one's a negative 0.7. The farther it is from zero, the stronger the relationship, the narrower the envelope. Which one's the negative 4? Top. Negative 7? Positive 0.85? The other one. You guys are always sharp at that last one. Always good.